I'll drop it over to Teddy Klein. Note on Anna Portillo, A-N-A, last name P-O-R-T-I-L-L-O. Patient presents with complaints of reoccurrence of abdominal distress with upper abdominal pain and nausea for the past few days. With recent episode of vomiting and diarrhea, the past 3 days, patient continues with decreased appetite, not taking fluids. Your symptoms, patient has history of GI distress post meals, and husband reports an episode 2 weeks ago where they thought they had food poisoning, but her symptoms lingered on for a few days. She was actually seen here with workup. With clearing of symptoms until present illness. Also seen here 2 months ago by Dr. D for a workup of GI pain and problems. Station was given lactulose at that time for that she took for a while. That seemed to help her with a long-standing history of constipation. Not help with other medications. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, next up about masses, lung, shell, oxygen, friction, heart rhythm, abdomen, that moment of gallop, abdomen, soft with 1+10 to right and left upper quadrants without guarding or rebound. Mouth sounds increased. Back, no CA tenderness, skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Patient was given GI cocktail with limited benefit. Also was given Zofran 4 milligrams IM with some benefit without actively vomiting at time of presentation to clinic. Impression is abdominal pain with history of probable irritable bowel syndrome with gastritis, negative H. pylori done recently. Done a few months ago. We refer patient to a GI for further evaluation as requested. Also, we'll give prescription of lactulose to patients to take for stool softening with protonics to take regularly and Zofran as needed. If regressed diet is tolerated, we'll attempt to collect stool for O&P, culture sensitivity, for additional evaluation. If diarrhea continues, patient is instructed to go to the emergency room if abdominal pain increases or worsens, they're unable to tolerate food and liquids. Final diagnosis, abdominal pain with constipation, probable irritable bowel syndrome, and gastritis with questionable history of ulcers denied by patient on my intake. To follow up with GI specialists as above and with additional testing. Thank you, Dr. Hamadou.